In Florida, we have a place for you. Not only do we understand your aspirations, we're ready for them. For all the amazing things your future holds, we hold the key. Florida, the future is here.
This is Your Money Matters from the Wall Street Journal.
Welcome to Your Money Matters. I'm Charlie Turner in New York. J.P. Morgan Chase has canceled a program that allowed customers to replace lost debit cards at many of its 5,300 branches. The move is aimed at an uptick in fraud. So if you're a Chase customer and you lose your debit card or have it stolen, you'll have to wait for a new one to be mailed to you. Joining us is Wall Street Journal cybersecurity reporter Kate Fizzini. So Kate, J.P. Morgan had the card-making machines at about half its branches, and they wound down the service starting a few months back. This essentially was more of a physical security issue as opposed to a cybersecurity issue?
That's right. I usually do cybersecurity reporting, but in this case, we're looking at the physical part of security that is obviously still a big issue at a lot of these institutions, physical security being everything from bank robberies to the kind of fraud we're talking about here, where somebody walks in with a fake ID and walks out with a debit card with your name on it. They wound this service down for a couple of different reasons other than the fraud that they had experienced. It was a business decision. They're moving on to some mobile technologies, but it shows obviously that the physical security is still an issue.
Now, is Morgan the only major bank to stop issuing replacement cards at branches? Don't other major banks still do it? They sort of swear by this.
Yeah, there's a few banks who we spoke with, TD Bank among them, that just in March finished rolling out these machines to all of their locations in the United States. So we also spoke with PNC Bank, who said this was a very popular program with consumers. So we see some pullback on one side and some ramping up on the other. It's just an interesting way to see how different banks are working with their consumers on what those consumers prefer.
So this is just one reason that Morgan stopped it. They want to, I guess, concentrate on other things like mobile banking, and they don't want to do this anymore?
Yeah, there's a lot of other technologies coming out there. There's cost-cutting measures also might be a part of it. The interesting thing is that as you see a lot of these technologies come out, one of the more famous ones is the mobile check deposit. One of the things that banks try to do is what they call reduce friction between themselves and the consumer. But as they do that, things always crop up security-wise. So while people can deposit checks on their mobile devices, they also might be making mistakes and depositing those checks twice or committing fraud. So there's a very delicate balance that the banks are trying to make here.
I'm speaking with Kate Fizzini of the Wall Street Journal, and you're listening to Your Money Matters.
We know you well, you who became a multimillionaire at 43 and you who was born one. We know you who loses sleep over how your kids will deal with inheriting a fortune, and you no longer getting a paycheck but not needing one either. And also you, who doesn't have to work but can't help not to, you serial entrepreneur you. At BNY Mellon Wealth Management, we know because we know you well, and that gives us the necessary insight to help you grow, protect, and transfer your wealth. BNY Mellon is the corporate brand of the Bank of New York Mellon Corporation and its subsidiaries.
Thanks for listening, everyone. Kate, why don't you talk about the increased use of debit cards? They're really starting to ramp up, I guess, among bank customers.
In the past 15 years, we've seen a really big rise in the popularity of debit cards, and that is just seeming to continue. The Federal Reserve has some statistics on this, and the use of debit cards has far outshined the use of checks and credit cards in the past several years. So obviously, this is a product that is really popular with consumers. It'll take time to see if the mobile products, having the card on your phone, start to overtake that, but it hasn't happened yet.
But it seems to me that this is still a problem because, as I understand it, with debit cards, you have a much harder time remedying fraud than you do with credit cards. So I think the issue of possible cybersecurity fraud is much more serious with debit cards.
Yeah, absolutely. We can talk a little bit about actually the chip technology that has been put into the cards to help with fraud. I think a lot of consumers might not realize that chip technology is it's mainly to help keep that information from being stored at the retailer itself. So when a store is hacked, your number isn't going to show up in the cache of data that the hacker receives. However, if somebody steals your debit card, there's no additional safeguard provided by that chip. So, yes, of course, if you have money stolen out of a debit card, a checking account, it's going to be it's going to hurt a lot more because those are cash dollars and not credit that you can wait to have to pay back. So, yeah, debit fraud, huge issue, and people use their debit cards everywhere.
Wall Street Journal reporter Kate Fizzini, thank you very much for joining us.
Thank you.
And that's Your Money Matters. I'm Charlie Turner at the Wall Street Journal.
For a new podcast experience, subscribe to the Future of Everything podcast from the Wall Street Journal. Now on Apple Podcasts, iHeartRadio, Spotify, Stitcher, and Google Play Music. The Wall Street Journal. Listen ambitiously.